Dive into our vault of past shows at artiestimewarp.com. It's Artie's Archives.
I know you don't know what I'm going through. Standing here, I'm looking at you. Well, let me tell you that it hurts so bad. And pins, people say you've been making out okay. She's in love, don't stand in her way. You stay and let me make it up to you.
Stay,
I'll do anything you want me to. You loved me before, please love me again. I can't let you go back to him.
February 65, Baker Street, a musical adventure of Sherlock Holmes, opens at the Broadway Theater in New York City for 313 performances. It's So Simple is one of the show tunes performed by Fritz Weaver in the title role.
Sit down, my dear Captain Gregg. Or is it Lieutenant?
Captain? Lieutenant? What makes you think I'm in the army at all, for that matter?
Come, come, your profession isn't hard to perceive. Your manner, your bearing, the very clothes you're wearing, that handkerchief tucked in your sleeve. A military custom, I believe. Of course you're an officer. Sandhurst, am I right? And you're too young for a major, and so I should gauge you're a captain.
Well, I'll be...
Quite.
Sir, I'm amazed.
You show surprise. And yet the facts are there before your very eyes. And it's so simple, sublimely simple. If you learn not just to see, but to observe, put your brain to work, not just the optic nerve. If you put your mind to use, you will find the most abstruse become so simple.
Oh yes, so simple, just as simple as a simple thing can be.
And it's hardly very hard to see he's in the palace guard.
Oh, no, it's simple as ABC.
Now, wait a minute. How did you know I was in the palace guard?
So, my dear Captain, the line of your sunburn straight across your brow. No cap with a visor makes that mark. And I, sir, ask what type of headgear could possibly do that. A brimless bearskin hat. Now, who wears a busby? You answer that, and then all other suppositions you discard. Just guardsmen, and only when on duty in the palace yard.
Well, I'll be bound.
Does it astound? What other possible solution could be found? It's all so simple, absurdly simple. Why do people always fail to realize that it's not enough to merely use their eyes? They keep going round half blind, never using what's behind.
You see, it's simple.
Oh, yes, it's simple.
However difficult it might at first appear.
And it isn't hard to place. There's a woman in the case.
Oh, no, it's simple. So very simple. It's as simple.
Now, Holmes, look here. How on earth could you know that there's a woman involved in his case?
The same way I know that you sent off a telegram today.
You did send the telegram.
Yes, but how?
Your problem is a woman?
Yes, but...
Now, my dear Watson, please examine the heel of your slipper. You'll note a trace of clay there, the color of a kipper. That hue is my clue, and it makes the case complete. For such clay is only found where they're digging up the ground at the doorway to the post office on Wigmore Street.
Oh.
And as for you, sir... As far as I can see, the reason for your nervousness can only be one of three. Either a mortal threat, or a very pressing debt, or the utterly inhuman machinations of a woman who is possibly toying at destroying your career. Is it she, or money, or terror brings you here? Now, from your bravery tonight, it would surely appear that if anything at all, it isn't violence you fear. And you gave that so-called beggar so much money that it's clearly the last alternative. And positive I am when I say cherchez la femme.
Why, sir, you're right.
A child could do it.
Once you get the knack, there's really nothing to it.
Why, it's so simple, absurdly simple.
It's as obvious as 2 and 2 make 4.
Rudimentary deduction, nothing more.
Though at first we were impressed, we see now that at its best it's all so simple.
It's more than simple. It's the very essence of simplicity.
No, we cannot disagree.
Or as any fool can see.
It's all so simple. Oh, yes, it's simple.
Simple.
Easy.
Nothing.
Basic.
Child's play.
Plainly as evidence can be.
It's elementary.
25 years of top 40 hits on Artie's Time Warp.
February 1965.
Just a little rain falling all around. The grass lifts its head to the heavenly sound. Just a little rain, just a little rain. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain. The gentle rain that falls for years. And the grass is gone. The boy disappears. And rain falling like helpless tears. And what have they done to the rain? Just a little breeze out of the sky. The leaves nod their head as the breeze blows by. Just a smoke in its eye. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain. The gentle rain that falls for years. And the grass
TV news in February of 65, Joan Rivers makes her Tonight Show debut, and 26-year-old Peter Jennings becomes the anchor of ABC's Nightly News.
Who wants to buy this diamond ring? She took it off her finger now, it doesn't mean a thing. This diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore, and so if you got someone whose love is true, let it shine for you.
about spreading the word to your friends about Artie's Time Warp?
Tell them Charlie sent you.
Let's close it out with the Kinks.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
Our musical quote, some guy said to me, "Don't you think you're too old to sing rock and roll?" I said, "You'd better check with Mick Jagger." A smart comeback from Cher. Hey, you can enjoy any of our past editions by clicking on the treasure chest at artiestimewarp.com, and we'll get to work on adding another edition into the booty right now. Deb Reese and Terry Schuster are heard throughout the show. Jim Ayers writes and produces the program. And I'm Artemis Good, your Pied Piper of Pop, urging you to be with us again on this same frequency. And until we can get together once more, I am trusting you to stay warped.